Yeah, I was born in London in 1951. I did very well at school, even though my parents were poor. I went to Cambridge University studying theoretical physics, and I started reading up Buddhism when I was only 16. I wanted to choose a religion, and that was the one which made sense to me. And so in school and university, I really furthered my study and practice of Buddhism, especially meditation. Meditation really got me through the exams and through life. And I did hear that you could become a monk in Thailand for however long you wished. So I thought I'd just go to Thailand and become a monk for maybe a year or 2 years. But I liked it so much, I've now been a Buddhist monk for 40 years. I was giving many talks, especially in Australia. And one lady came up to me and said the stories which I had told had actually saved her from committing suicide. She had been going through a divorce, which was very, very difficult. And some of the stories she'd heard from me had actually saved her life. And she wanted to make sure those stories were shared with as many people as possible. So when she asked me to write a book, I said, I'm too busy. So she started writing it herself. It was such a bad job that I decided I have to do it myself. So I started writing these books. And it's wonderful because they get out to so many people throughout the world.
We call the book Good, Bad, Who Knows because that is one of the stories in the book, which I have been using a long time. This actually is a good example of how we can use these great teachings of the Buddha to actually help people deal with unexpected events of life, difficulties, problems and disappointments. So for those of you who haven't heard the story before, it's a story about a king many years ago who loved to go hunting in the forest. And one day when he was off hunting in the forest, he had a little accident and he cut his finger. And there was a doctor with him on the hunt. He called the doctor over, "My finger is cut." The doctor put a little bandage on it. The king said, "Is my finger going to be all right?" And the doctor replied, "Good? Bad? Who knows?" Now that is not reassuring. If you go and see your doctor, and you say, and that's what he said, you'd be wondering about what's going on. But he was on the hunt, enjoying himself. So he carried on hunting, and when he got back to the palace, he had to call the doctor again because his finger was inflamed and red. It was infected. So the doctor cleaned up the wound, put some ointment on the wound, and gave a sterile bandage over the wound. And once that little procedure was finished, again the king asked the doctor, "Is my finger going to be okay now?" And for a second time the doctor replied, "Good? Bad? Who knows?" And a few days later, the king was in big trouble. He had to call the doctor again because his finger was so infected, the doctor had to amputate the finger. And the king was not happy. He was not impressed. In fact, he was so angry with his incompetent, stupid doctor, he took him down to the dungeons underneath his castle and put him in a cell and locked the door himself. "You stupid doctor, look, I've lost my finger now because of you. And what do you think about being in jail, you stupid doctor?" And the doctor replied, "Being in jail, Your Majesty? Good? Bad? Who knows?" And the king went away. That was a crazy doctor. A few days later, the king, when his finger was healed enough, was out doing his favorite hobby, hunting again. And this time he was following an animal in the forest, chasing after it on his horse. And he got separated from the rest of his entourage. He was alone in the forest. He got lost and went deeper and deeper into the forest. And there, lost in the forest, he was captured by the indigenous forest people, the natives. Because it was a full moon day, and on that full moon day, they had to do as part of their religion, a sacrifice, a human sacrifice. And what better sacrifice than a king? So they tied the king to the sacrificial tree in the middle of the cleaning, and the priest got out the sacrificial knife and they started banging the drum. Boom, 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 boom. And they started chanting louder and louder and louder as they were about to cut the king's throat. And then the priest shouted, "Stop! We cannot sacrifice this man. He is not perfect enough. He's only got 9 fingers." So they had to let him go. And just, why not? They took him back to the palace, showed him the way. And when he got back to the palace, he realized the great wisdom of that doctor. He went straight down to the dungeons and released the doctor himself and said, "Sorry. I never realized your great wisdom. I always thought that losing a finger was bad, but actually, it saved my life. But it was a very bad thing. I apologize for putting you in jail. I didn't understand. It's a bad thing I did. I'm sorry." And the doctor said, "What do you mean, a bad thing putting me in jail? Your Majesty, it was a very good thing that you put me in jail. If I hadn't been in prison, I would have been with you on that hunt, and I've got 10 fingers." So remember, whatever happens in life to you, don't just get depressed, don't get angry, don't get negative, because sometimes we don't know just how this will all work out in the future. And sometimes, and it happens more often than people really understand, sometimes the difficult things which happen to us in life turn out to be blessings in disguise, opportunities to grow, opportunities to expand our awareness, our business or whatever. Sometimes what we think is bad in the long term actually is very, very good for us. So remember that when any disaster happens in your life, in your family, in your health, don't just say it's bad. Always remember, good.